Drones are used on farms for many purposes, but you have to decide whether a drone really will benefit you before investing in one on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Drones have provided farm imagery and technology for several years now. Some of your neighbors are using them. Should you? Cheryl Wackenheim is a professor of agribusiness and applied economics at North Dakota State University. She says the first thing you need to know is, what are you going to do with it and how will you use the information? From there, make sure your cellular service can handle it.
If you're using it directly on the farm and you intend to use it for decision-making that is real-time, in other words, if you're going to pull the data down while you're flying the drone over, say, your crop acres, cellular service, the bandwidth that you have, the capability to download the data, which is generally imagery, which is quite a heavy user of bandwidth, is important.
If you crash it or something goes wrong with a drone, is there a technician close by who can service the drone, or will you have to send it somewhere? Another key consideration is the value it would provide your operation versus the costs, and more importantly, your time.
And under the current line of sight rules, if a drone is flying, whether you're sitting in a lawn chair out in the field or you're sitting in your cab, you need to be able to see the drone, which means real man hours. As the drone is flying, you are watching the drone.
Also know how easy it would be to use and if it would be compatible with your existing systems. Wackenheim suggests working through the value contribution economics for your operation and visit with others who have already employed drone technology. I'm Jody Henke. Find more questions to ask yourself before buying a drone at agriculture.com.